Thank you very much, honorable members, and thank you for coming. We already quarreled. I was trying to get the chairperson of Arts and Culture to chair the meeting. Said, no, you hate. I tried environmental affairs. No, you hate. So I don't know whether it's because tourism is almost all here that I'm ready to chair the meeting. Here is a report for the oversight visit to KZN. We looked through it previously, members from tourism and members from the other committees have also looked at it. The 0.87 is a bit of a misnomer because it's now talking of the committee instead of committees. So that has to be corrected, so that it reflects all the committees. So that's where we are. So we are together to adopt it together, because we have an individual committee adopted it. So there it is to you, honorable members. Before you even see the honorable members, we've got some lunch here. Thanks for coming. We've got some lunch or some water or whatever. The purpose of us requesting your presence is because we've got to adopt the report of the oversight visit that the three committees undertook in September 2015. So we would like to adopt it because there's a lot of money that was put into this oversight visit, and we've got to account to Parliament. So we would like to have it put into the ACC. So members, honorable Masango.
Chair, thank you. I just want us to also effect as typo amendment on page 24.
Okay.
Page 24, 7.6, item 7.6, paragraph 3. Mm-hmm. There we said there is a project in the pipeline to build a monument where Alfred Mutuli instead of Albert Mutuli. Mm-hmm. Where Inkosi Albert Mutuli. And if we can use the proper title, especially where we refer to the person and say Inkosi Albert Mutuli instead of just the day and madam, Your Honor, it's inappropriate. Chair. Thank you. Otherwise, I move, Chair.
I'm not sure what we're doing. Are we ready approving a report? Yeah. Chair, I was just a bit worried that under the capture site, there were a number of issues about the top. As you know, it's in my constituency. Within 5 kilometres of my house, actually, that particular place. And it's still not complete. And the costs are continuing to skyrocket, as we said, back in September 2015.
So the month,
I thought it wasn't working. It is working. All right. Okay. When we're at the site, I'm on page 23, I think.
It is working.
Okay. So we had a discussion on site, as you will remember, about the escalating cost and the cost per square meter. And it is captured there in that paragraph. Raised concerns about costing of the project per square meter. Then it says our response is given that the reason was due to specialized construction requirements for the building. I'm not sure that that adequately captures the full nuance of the debate we had, because we accepted that the cladding on the side of the building is very expensive and would have added a lot to the cost. I think that is correct as that sentence has been captured there. But we also said that the building was mainly space. It was exhibition area. So very few internal walls, very little of the kind of thing which normally adds a lot of rand to a cost per square meter, like sanitary ware, bathroom, kitchen, underfloor heating, those high-end finishes to any particular thing. And so we were still, I think, left with the concern that it did seem to be quite expensive, even with the explanation we were given. I don't know whether the committee wants to say anything more in that particular paragraph, but in a way I suppose it's unfair now that they're adopting this report a year down the track, because all those concerns have come to pass. I mean, it's still not complete, and the costs continue to rise, but it's actually a bigger problem now than it was then. I'm happy that there's enough in here to satisfy me. I just don't think it quite shows the concern that we raised as a committee. I think our concern's a little bit deeper than simply being, that's what implied here, that we were, however, told. I'm not sure we would accept that information as being necessarily the full answer to our concerns. I just flag that as something you might want to reconsider before you adopt this report in total.
What matters is mainly what we recommend should happen. So the fact that probably there has been some time lapse between our visit and now, obviously we could have avoided that. The department or whoever, those institutions, wouldn't necessarily stop working. There were projects that were in progress, but we need to adopt as we saw it, you know, and then talk to the issues. If the report is to be debated in the House, we'll debate it as we have observed it, and not in terms necessarily of what progress might be. And that can be in addition, but we can't fall to what we're seeing.
Well, I also thought that the concern that was raised is captured. Obviously, as a body that does not have the necessary technical capability, there's little we can say about it, and I think that has been recorded. Perhaps the only matter that we may want to raise, therefore, would be perhaps to reflect on it in the recommendation if we want something to be done about it.
Very little that we can ask them to do about it, because it's outside our jurisdiction one way or other.
Thank you, Chair. In terms of page 23, you've got bullet 1, 2, bullet 3, and bullet 5. Are those referring to the same thing, or is it just a spelling error? Page 23, 7.5, the bullets that you have there, I'm trying to figure out what is that. Is it two different things?
I don't know.
No, it's the same thing.
Okay. So it's just a spelling error there.
Honorable Member Tweedy, third bullet is classed as a trade secret. The first word on the third bullet says no third key after the D. I shouldn't have had it to speak to my child. I've got a phraseology too, which I think would meet with the approval of the committee. I accept what the other honourable members say. We can only miniature what we saw at the time. So this, I think, would reflect what was said at the time. So what I suggest is this. The committee accepted that some high-value items, such as the exterior wall cladding, would have added to the average cost, comma, but some members remain concerned due to the level of expenditure compared to work completed. I think that would adequately capture what Honourable Sternkamp said. I don't think you were there, Honourable Fox, were you? Yes, you were. I was there and a couple of others. There was about four or five of us that reflected that concern. So that, I think, would just flesh out that paragraph. And it does not contradict with any of the two sentences that came before that, and it's an accurate reflection of what we said. I don't know whether the committee would find that acceptable as an addition.
Chairperson, as much as I agree with the recommendation, if it's something that we are to adopt as a committee, it shouldn't say some. If you are to adopt it, it should say, it should read as member. Just member. Otherwise, I have to accept.
Not a recommendation or anything, resolution, just fun.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I'm just on another point. I'm not sure if you can assist me. Page 29. I think it's the recommendation of the Minister of Environmental Affairs. 9.1. I'm not sure if I can be assisted. Just to understand the recommendation on 9.21, I see it refers to the plight of rhino. Okay, but if I can just get, I'm not sure if I can get probably some sort of an elaboration as to. Just an elaboration, Chair, as to what exactly the recommendation means. Because in my view, I see it refers to the plight of rhinos and the concept of rhino ambassadors. But I think you will guide me. I think the issue would be regarded in terms of the plight of rhinos, in terms of the level of security we have in that regard, which then will require some sort of a collaborative approach with not just as these three ministries, but also with some sort of the state security as well. You see, I'm not sure if this recommendation will then serve any significance if there is no involvement of state security in terms of the plight of rhinos in the country. Okay. So perhaps maybe it's an oversight on my side if I can just get some sort of an elaboration as to what that is going to achieve. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Chair, and for that issue. I thought as members we should take comfort or be a bit satisfied in the fact that it says investigating institute. So if in the process of that investigation you need to have all state or law enforcement agencies and everybody else to be party to that, that will be done. But for now, it's not giving an outright answer to say this is what it's all about. The concept is that of rhino ambassadors involving communities and all the institutions involved. But as to who else will come in, that investigation will bring about all that. So I think we should be able to settle that other than starting to unpack and discussing the issue without it being referred to the authorities who should investigate it and take it forward.
For a follow-up, as I learned on it, I'm not sure you'll also guide me. If we cannot further build on the recommendation, that perhaps looking at the plight of rhinos, we must further consider establishing a commission. Obviously, you look at the terms of reference of that commission. But establishing a commission, you see, so that we are able to come to the logical conclusion of how do we ensure that the plight of rhinos in South Africa is addressed. The concept of rhino ambassadors is good to make the communities aware. It's a good thing. But also the reality is that the poaching of rhinos is in motion as we speak in South Africa. And there is no sense of direction as to when are we likely to arrest. So I'm saying that if we can build on the recommendation, that perhaps involving other necessary institutions, there should be a commission that is likely to look at this, at the matter of rhino poaching, just to show the seriousness of this recommendation. Thanks, Chair. I've learned it.
Once I understand what you are at, this was thrown to the Minister of Environmental Affairs. That is in her alleyway or his alleyway as to what he's going to do thereafter. As committees that we're doing oversight, that's beyond our responsibility. A commission is beyond our responsibility. So Environmental Affairs is going to take up that issue. It's up to the Minister or the person in charge of Environmental Affairs. But as committees, we're there just to do oversight, to see what's going on. And this is our reporting. So it's for the department to go into it and the minister to make, we're recommending to the minister. So it's up to the minister to say whatever. But as committee, I think we've done our bit.
Noted.
So let's pile it for now. Honorable Master.
No, no, Dr. I think we have really covered things. I was going to say, by saying it's going to be investigated, this means therefore that if there is any need in future for the commission to be there, to be put in place to look into this issue, it will happen at that particular time. The investigation will lead to whatever other things that should be done. I think for now, what we have done up to this moment, I think is okay.
Thanks, Chair. Though the two members that have spoken before me have already covered me, but I was just to say now, it can be a point of debate when we debate the report, if the report is there, whatever that can be added, but not in the court, because the recommendation is based on the oversight that we overtook, and the Department of Environmental Affairs is the mandated department. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Anything
to
come across?
Any critical growth in the bill? No, we're in agreement. Sure, I think we have reached consensus on that additional centre, especially with the Honourable Member. I'm happy with the deletion of the word some. Do I just give it to you in writing for the committee secretary to amend the member in our past? Or I've written it down. Do you want to just take it while he or she write it up? I mean, we've done this, we must now change the report. How do you want to handle it?
I think the secretary will put it up. We can just give them what it was worth to shoot the schedule and have them deal with it.
Okay.
Mr. Honorable.
Check. Just one matter of the recommendation 9.1.4 on page 29. I don't know whether it is proper that we say the minister must negotiate for the bridge to be opened. Because in negotiation, you either will win that negotiation or not. I think we must be emphatic about the matter. Page 29, recommendation. Well, we want that bridge open. So, no question of the minister must make sure that that bridge is open, or the department must make sure that that bridge is open. Yes. Do not negotiate because I mean.
No, I hear what you think on whether by saying the minister should negotiate, what exactly. That's what we should say, is that the minister should facilitate discussions around the opening of that. So that may mean mediation, may mean anything. There are parties there who are at war. You may not arrive there and say, open it by force or something like that, when there are warring parties. So some facilitation or some discussion, reconciling them, and so whatever needs to happen. But the minister should ensure that happens. Leading to the opening of the, to the opening of the bridge. Well, those who close, it's not the department, it's not the minister.
Must remove the gate. I think we have been very, we've told the department and the minister that that situation is unacceptable. They paid for the bridge, even the paving beyond the bridge, and therefore that gate is unnecessary. And our view is that resources of state have been spent, and government must have authority to implement its decision. So I don't think that we should be I know my colleague is a very nice fellow, so he would want to have things going, but you need to reach a stage where you say this nonsense shall not continue, because it's a very deliberate action. It's not a question that it's accidental. It's very deliberate. It was done by force, and I think you just need another force to open. The minister must ensure that that gate is open. Yes. We want that thing open.
Because it was closed and open.
Exactly.
I take it that members agree that once the amendment has been made to the report as discussed in this meeting, the report will be duly signed by various heads of the committee, chairpersons of the committee, to be 80 feet. And depending on what the process will dictate, whether it will be introduced merely in the House, or it will be debated that could be engaged upon by speakers from various committees or from various parties. But we are at one in terms of agreeing on the report. It does not seem like there are necessarily controversies around some of them. So I think it's, we can take it that way.
Oh, I'm sure this time it is just a declaration because of time. But you never know, but it might be declaration.
Sir, I agree, but I just want for noting that if we can just allow the CFS to reserve our rights to raise our views in the House.
I'm sure it you can ask for a declaration, because it might be a 2-minute declaration for all committees.
Yeah.
Which I might not be the speaker, I could deploy any of my members to give that declaration.
So.
And then parties may want to declare. Thank you very much.
So, no. On that note, can I thank everybody for having
been to come?
No.
And thank you. With the committee attendance, Basically, that meeting, what we were looking at, it was a quarter briefing of the to the committee by the SAT on the quarterly report, quarter one. We are doing so, Chair, because for this new financial year, the Parliament has taken a decision that the quarterly reports of departments and entities, committees must check those reports, and after the committee has been received the briefing from the committee or from the department or the entity, then we must compile a report on that so that we can submit it to Parliament, Chairperson. So those minutes are really basically we're referring to that briefing that we had with the SAT on the second, Chairperson. Chair, I would suggest that we can just go and skip other pages because they more or less just deal with the presentation that they presented to us. 2nd of September. The 2nd of September, Chair. Then we can just skip other pages, Chairperson, and just go to page 5 because that's where exactly the committee deliberations are after they have briefed the committee. Chair, the members will recall that some of the issues that the committee raised to them was the issue of the vacant position of the CEO of the tourism. And also the committee raised the issue of a relationship between Tourism Grading Council with the provinces, the issue of international procurement, because it was raised because it was one of the issues that the committee was a little bit concerned about it, the cancellations, crime and tourism, effectiveness of the FCB, Pty Ltd, the vacancy rate, key performance indicators, business events, provinces and municipalities, strategic partner, and Euro grading. So those are some of the issues that were raised by the committee to the SAT after they have made their presentation, and we have just tried to summarize some of the responses that they put the way they responded to the committee, Chairperson. And then after that, one of the decisions that we made, Chair, the committee also indicated that the SAT has to conduct a cost-benefit analysis of Indaba, a report that we are still waiting for it from the SAT, Chair. Members will recall just in the recent meeting that we had with them on Friday, the issue came up again. And then they have agreed that they will share that report with the committee. So on those basis, Chairperson, that was the summary of the proceedings of that meeting. If there are no other issues from the side of the members, Chairperson, I think the committee can proceed and adopt the minutes of the 2nd of September, Chair, if it is a true reflection of that meeting, Chairperson. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I was just going to say, using the word we use in accordance, this which was never explained before, we should start by explaining before we can just make it clear. On page 4, 2.2, select number 3. It talks about, however, actual amount received was higher than expected due to higher payment. I don't know if the right one. The second one. Comes again, the last
Madam Chair, the same would apply then to page 5, Jerry. Page 5, the paragraph 3, 6, bullet number 6, the effectiveness of the FCB Pty Limited. That should also be explained because I'm not picking it up anywhere in the actual presentation. But that raises a concern, because this is a registered company, Pty Limited. I can't remember hearing or picking that up from the presentation. But if you can assist, Madam Chair.
But be that as it may,
just to assist, Chair, if the company SAT has contracted to assist with marketing, so the committee was concerned that even though this company has been appointed to assist, but there is no change in terms of the real output.
But also, I think even the department or agency, they must give us the full as Honorable Marcel has said, then they can use acronyms thereafter. Honorable Paul.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Then this raises a concern because we have a service level agreement with SAT with certain requirements and key performance indicators, etc. Now, they have now contracted some of their marketing responsibilities to this particular company. What are the rules? Should this committee or this company also not account to us in terms of our oversight? Because we have an entity with a service level agreement, and that entity goes and uses public funds to set up another business to do some of their work.
I
must be honest, the first time I didn't pick this up from the presentation because I would have raised it with the officials directly, because I do understand this is
maybe
more
than
an ENOS meeting. Yeah, I might have missed this one, but what are the rules? Because I know from the Municipal Finance Management Act, we have an entity, and that entity uses another company to deliver on certain mandates. That company must also produce documents as part of the oversight for that committee to see whether they are, in fact, using the public funds correctly, etc., etc. You can't do away from your responsibility. Okay.
Chair, just in terms of process, you'll have seen that even with the department, if you can make the example of TEP, the Tourism Enterprise Partnership that we have been using in terms of the department, is this kind of the same partnership with them. So they sign a service level agreement with the company. So they then hold the company accountable in terms of the deliverables in the service level agreement. So I don't think it's for the members to call the company. We can then only look at what the department, what SAT said they wanted to do to achieve in terms of the deliverables that they had contracted that company for, but I don't think the committee necessarily needs to call the company. The only thing maybe the committee can do is the committee has been saying with the joint marketing agreements, maybe for SAT to say to the committee what are the joint marketing agreements that they have with companies, because the committee raised that, and then the committee said then they want to see what are the deliverables contained in the service level agreements. I think that is within the purview of the committee for them to come and say we have service level with this, because they have this also with other companies abroad that are doing the same thing. So maybe the committee can just request them to give the whole list of the joint marketing agreements they have and just speak briefly to say what do these companies really do. Then that is where then the committee can
and the budget that is involved there.
Can I have a follow-up on that? Okay, that is fine. So, in fact, I'm just thinking about maybe going the route of submitting a parliamentary question, because I really believe that at the end of the day it's important for us to know where our money is being spent. Because we know that in some instances SIT fell short of targets, and if they have a company that they've appointed for a 3-year period with an option of review for another 2 years using our money or public funds, surely there must be some accountability. What does FCD stand for, by the way?
FCD.
So it's a marketing company that SAT appointed on their behalf. See, then it raises a question, how many other companies have SAT established to do their marketing?
Thank you, Chairperson. As much as I do not disagree with the input of the member on submitting a question, but that does not prevent us as a committee to follow up as a committee on the just to see if there is any for money for the work done. At least I would recommend that we, as a committee, we should make a follow-up on the issue so that the SAT, make a follow-up with SAT so that they give us whatever information they can do so that we are comfortable and safe. We can do all our oversight to SAT. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chair. Mine is not on the same issue. It is on the very same page 5, the last bulletin. The first sentence there, it to me does not speak correctly. Tourism Grading Council stated in it had looked at creating harmony in the SADC region. Creating harmony in the SADC region. Looked at grading harmonization. I don't know if that's correct that way. Can you see it? You are grading. The first sentence. Tourism Grading Council stated it had looked at creating harmony in the SADC region. Creating harmonization.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what they're looking at, rather to see how to harmonize it.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. I'm looking at page 3, the third last bullet, where it deals with the number of created establishments. Not necessarily with a sentence, but I believe that we had deliberations on the issue because of the target was not achieved. And part of the view that we advanced was whether the SAT could consider subsidizing some of the establishments, especially in the rural areas and also in the township. Now my point is, I don't know, I don't see it finding expression on the decision because there was no expressive view that rejected it, that rejected the view because it was raised in the context of the SAT not able to achieve it. Its target when it comes to greater establishment, because amongst many reasons was the issue of the cost. So the point I'm raising is that it's not final expression in terms of decision that such will consider subsidizing. Yes. Yes. And then the other point I want to raise is page 5. I think it's the fourth last bullet. We also raise the fourth last bullet on the fifth page on the key performance indicators. The SAT should consider putting job creation as part of the performance indicators. I'm raising it as well, not because of there's a correction on the sentence, but I'm just saying that it does not find expression on the decision. I might have missed something, perhaps if I can just be made to understand why it's not find expression on the decision list. Thanks, Chair.
Before you come on, Honorable Adam, you will remember, Honorable Howard, that we wanted to know what role does SAT have in job creation.
Yeah.
Because all along, SAT was not clear on job creation. Now that it's involved with market, with domestic tourism, that's from that particular aspect where jobs should be created in order to promote domestic tourism. We did check on that one last Friday,
yeah.
And I think we'll follow up on that one. Not particularly on this one, but we'll follow up after their quarterly when they come to report to us.
Well, I'm just saying, Chair, because of... Okay, no, these minutes are not of that meeting.
Sorry, Chair.
I was just about to say, Jefferson, we are looking at the minutes of the 2nd of September, because...
Yes.
And the quarter we were reviewing at that time, it was the first quarter. In other words, it's April, May, June. That is the quarter we're talking about in these minutes. Thanks, Chavez.
On the second quarter, when you were there?
We need to decolonize these minutes. We need to decolonize the minutes. So the FS can follow.
Chair, maybe to assist the member as well. I think the issue the member is raising is a valid one. But you have the tourism incentive program with the department, and from that TIP money, they give it to SAT, among other things, to assist with grading. So the issue is the take up. It's not that the rural establishments are not being considered. They are considered, but maybe the issue might be the level at which they are assisted, but there is amount allocated for assisting with grading. Because the matter was raised in another meeting where they were saying when they advertise, they don't get enough responses. So that is the issue, but there is a mechanism of assisting. Thanks, Chair.
So there's a lot of corrections in this minute. But we've got to adopt the correction.
Okay, so can we say, Chair, the minutes are adopted with amendments?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't think we have another day. But I think we also have done justice. Unless somebody is unhappy about. Right. Next meeting, Jerry.
Chair, I couldn't capture who proposed this.
I was to do that. I propose adoption of the minutes with amendments. Thank you.
Honorable Chair, I was going to suggest something else because I think at 3 o'clock we are supposed to be in the chamber. But is it not better to say on page this, because we've gone through them, anything on page this, on page that, and page this, if there are corrections, we make them and then we pass.
You decided to go page by page. What I'm remembering, and I have to say.
No, I mean instead of trying to explain the whole thing. Yes, the way he has been doing. Just to say. Yes. Yes, thank you.
The next one, Chairperson, are the minutes of the 9th of September, Chairperson. Friday, the 9th of September, the meeting we had with the NDT on the quarter one report as well. Sorry, Chair, it was quarter four and quarter one. I'm sorry, Chair. Yes, yes, it was quarter one and quarter four because they were so closed. And then with, yes. Yes.
Can you go over to the meeting?
Oh, that's on page 5, Chair.
Tourism sector strategy. Yes. Second last bullet. It reflects under the committee deliberations. However, the NDD stated that the current NTS developed in 2011 remain in effect, but that they are on a process to review. They're still waiting for some provinces to come back, etc. What is the? I'm sure that we said that there was a time frame to this. In fact, I still remember saying that this is perhaps an opportunity for us to do public hearings, to get the sector, the tourism industry itself, to come and present what they would like to see within the national tourism sector strategy. Because our committee didn't do much in the last 2-3 years as far as public hearings is concerned. And I remember making a point that this is perhaps one of those areas where we can actually get industry to come and guide us on what they feel should be included. Nonetheless, I just feel that this is perhaps open-ended, that there's not a specific time frame attached to this specific issue.
This is the last time they talked about that. It's now with
provinces. Yeah. As soon as I say, but what are we doing as a national department as far as municipalities and provinces is concerned, then the department says, you know, it's a concurrent function. Now all of a sudden we're waiting for provinces, but on the other hand, the National Tourism Sector Strategy is a departmental objective, something that comes from the white paper and right through to the point where it's the responsibility of the department to have a National Tourism Sector Strategy. I don't think we should wait for provinces. We should actually, as the portfolio in the new year, take the lead and actually go the route of public hearings. Will make the industry excited, will give the committee some relevance to engage industry on what they should, or what they feel the NTS should reflect. But, Madam Chair, I really believe that we mustn't leave it open-ended for now. We must take ownership and actually lead this thing.
You must pretend you are taking ownership because it's going to be.
But just to, in terms of the minutes, what?
Yeah, because we see that there's some that they're supposed to have.
Okay.
Chair, in terms of process as well, I'm not sure if we can do that, but it's up to members. Because the issue of strategy is an executive function. So the committee only oversees the implementation of the strategy, because the challenge will be if as a committee we are involved in the development of the strategy, so now we are also going then to oversee the same strategy, so like a referee and a player at the same time. Because I think you'll remember the department was like at the tail end of this thing, and the minister, because they did not review the whole NTSS, they just had an addendum, and the minister said, no, you cannot have an addendum, review the whole thing. That is why they had to take it back. But then in terms of the committee being involved at the development stage of the process, I think the department can brief the committee when they finalize the strategy. But for the committee to be involved in the development of the actual strategy will then create some conflict.
I move for the adoption.
I think the following set chair is the 14th October, Chairperson. 14th October. Yes, I think that's where we had a meeting with the on the annual report. The next one, Chairperson, is the 19th October, Chair.
Okay. If I can't adopt it, I will. I do not apologize. So I can't second it. Somebody else must second it. So I second it. No, just one answer. Oh.
The next one, Chairperson, is the 19th October, Chair.
reflection of what I said. I'm not here that. Hashtag temperatures must fall.
Hey, can I just make another sort of general
there's nothing inaccurate about what's been captured in the committee deliberation. So it's the truth and nothing but the truth. So it's not the whole truth. Because what's essentially being captured here is what FFC said in response to what we raised as a committee. And our concerns haven't really been captured on page 9. It's just their response. Sorry? Yeah, I mean, I have to go back and look at my notes. I mean, it's difficult to go back so far and remember exactly what was said. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm just not quite sure how that happened. Normally the minutes capture both what committee members said and the response. In this particular case, it's just the response. Anyway. Yeah, I was going to know, yeah.
Chairperson, I think with regards to FF3, I think we are covered correctly on page 9, the top sentence is there, that it is said there, out of the many questions that were raised with them, it would be proper if we can invite them. It's there on page 9 on top there. That is what I was going to recommend. There's something written on page 9 on the top there. Yes, I think that is what we must follow up as a committee.
Actually, that was no head because when we need the program for next year, I think we need
That is correct. I mean, the Honourable Member is right to raise that. But if you remember what we said at the time, we said it cannot be that you're presenting figures which don't add up and we need a separate briefing to explain your briefing. That's what we did say. So some of the things like tourism, I'm starting to come back to me now as I recall that meeting, but some of the figures that were presented, there was a problem about the elasticity. When something was deemed to be low, it was actually high. That was one of the things. There was another thing about tourism's contribution to GDP, and the numbers simply didn't add up. And then it turned out that the stats were drawn from different sources and different departments, and we were told that FFC couldn't necessarily verify that, but that's what they had. And our response was that you're presenting this report, you're presenting it like it is the actual facts, and therefore you need to substantiate it or withdraw them. So that's why I just feel a little bit uncomfortable about this. This particular minute doesn't really capture the sense of unease we had about what they were telling us. And there was quite a lot of esoteric stuff and semantics in the one thing about meeting workplace diversity targets, for example, and training. There was an issue about that, and it seemed to me that what they were saying was actually incorrect. Even after we asked them and they explained it, it seemed more incorrect asking explanation. So I guess we're going to have to find those notes and then come back, as you said, to Jerry and let him know. But this minute really makes out there were no problems and the FFC were correct, and that definitely wasn't the sense of the meeting. We were left not really knowing what they meant, and they were passing off the information as saying, well, we didn't really understand their methodology, they have to come back and explain it to us, as if we weren't capable committee members, which I remember that particular day, it wasn't really appropriate. I see some other members are nodding because they also not following to recall it. So I think we do need to just put some of those concerns down in writing in these minutes, because they're very incomplete without them. But you really agreed to that, so I'll do that. Thanks.
Just for the sake of this record, I understand what the honourable member is saying, but can on page 9, that last bullet there, that talks about discrepancy, because I think it kind of sums up everything that was said, to say there were discrepancies in figures, but the issue was some of the questions that the members were asking were questions that were based on the figures in the NTSS, not necessarily the figures that were crunched by themselves. So members were questioning the NTSS figures, not FFC numbers. So I think that is where the issue was. So if it is captured as discrepancy in figures, isn't that capturing everything? Because other issues like elasticity and so on are captured in the mini. So because I'm not sure if the letter does not cover it.
You see, I don't really think it does cover it, because that first point on page 10 in my copy, it basically reinforces what I'm saying. It's their response to us. It doesn't actually state what our concerns were, and it's simply their answer to a question, and the question's not reflected. So it kind of underlines what I've been saying. And that point that's made, top of my page 10, not at the bottom of page 9, the discrepancy of figures. That's exactly the point I made earlier. What they did was they presented a whole series of figures, told us that it's our fault that we didn't understand, they'd have to come back and explain to us like little children why we were wrong. But in fact, they were presenting figures, which they then walked away from because they said it wasn't their figures. And I said it's not acceptable for you to come to a committee and present figures and then say, well, we're not defending these figures because they're not ours. Then they shouldn't be part of the report. So don't present any figure that you're not prepared to stand by, and don't present any relationships that you don't believe in yourself. And when you're questioned about it, say, well, these are not really FFC figures, these are NTSS figures, and therefore, I just don't think that's the right procedure when people testify to this committee. And it's kind of said there in that second bullet, but I really think the committee's concerns need to be reflected as well. This can't just be a commentary on what they answered. It's also got to be a commentary on what we asked.
Yes, absolutely.
I support your proposal, Chair.
That should be the 21st, Chairperson, of October.
Sorry, man. It's a point in case I forget it. I don't have a pen with me. I want to make this point. Perhaps it could have been covered in your previous meeting, given the time I joined the committee. I don't know, Chair. I don't think we are doing sufficient justice with the minutes. No. If you can just give me the opportunity. I'm just saying, Chair, that I understand the minutes can maybe with us for such a long time. But the reality is that we attend to them most of the time when we have to deal with them. And by that time, they are a pile. And I'm just saying that perhaps if we could consider, because, for example, we are here now, if we could consider this day as a committee day, I don't know, you see, so that we are able to have the minutes. Because the reality is that Friday, we're not doing justice. By the time they finish, the presentations are finished, we are not there, all of us. Yes, that's why I'm saying, in order to do justice to them, it means we must consider a possibility of rescheduling the day, you see, so that we don't sit with pile of minutes. Because it's not really, you may think that it's effective sitting with 10 minutes. There are a lot of other committees that some of us are sitting in. There are a lot of other things that we need to do in preparation for the work of Parliament. Now, I'm saying it is not justice to the minutes to sit with 10 pile of minutes and be expected to be effective on them. Not unless we are engaged into passing by time, then we can live with it. But I'm just saying, I'm not saying let's discuss it now, but I'm saying that if we can, not unless there was a discussion on this matter and there's a resolution on it. Thank you very much.
Honourable Chair, I was going to suggest that indeed on Fridays, isn't it that in most cases when we start we correct, but towards the end when we're supposed to deal with minutes, we do not correct any longer. Maybe if we can say once a month we meet on Wednesday and deal with the minutes of that month. The following month, if we are unable to change the date, and then the following month again, once in a month, we sit down and deal with the month, you know, something like that.
Yes, Chair, but we must exhaust ourselves on the issue of changing the Friday. If it's not possible, we do it quarterly, just looking at the minute. Thank you. Monthly, yes. Yes, monthly.
Friday is out, honorable members.
You know, it's not that it hasn't been tried. It has been tried. And even the chairs have tried. The wheels have tried. Everybody has tried.
Thank you, Chair. If we're going to meet perhaps once or quarterly on the issue of just adopting minutes on that Wednesday, why not even consider then going for the Wednesday as a possible meeting day? Because we are all here, and usually our meetings. But we are all here now, and our meetings usually last about 3 hours. So if we start at 12, we'll be done for the sitting at 3 o'clock. Because this meeting started at 1, and I'm sure if we started at 12, we could have all been here at 12. So it's 12, 1, 2, 3. So it's 4 hours before the sitting starts.
No,
3, sorry. Sorry. I have to still get one of those.
But on Wednesday, also, there's a meeting of the week. I think we must agree that we have our Friday meeting, but then I have our twice a month waiting.
I also don't want to drag this matter long, but I'm just saying that it must be noted as a concern, and where it's possible, let's exhaust the Wednesday, and then probably see like the suggestion you're making now, because also if we push for Friday, we might have to also push for internal controls to make sure that the committee sits and finish where everyone is here. Because also, it doesn't look well when majority of us are left and the officials are sitting here.
And they are going for aeroplanes.
And we're chasing for aeroplanes, obviously. And the point I'm saying, it makes us look as clumsy. I mean, we are left here, we are only two. And the whole team of officials are here.
And
your poor chair. And your poor chair, that does not look good.
We can adopt them all in terms of
this one, Chair, is the 21st October, Chairperson. It was a briefing by the entity on its annual report.
Let me move for adoption. Honorable Force was not there. He has got an apology. Let me move for adoption.
Yes, sir, the 25th of October, Chairperson. And that one is what it was, the adoption of the BRRR report, Chairperson. Which was indeed adopted. Um, we have the 28th chair, the 4th November, 11th November, 18th November, and 25th November. They are 4 chairs.
Are we meeting on Friday? Can we not deal with it on Friday? Because I'm meeting.
I have a proposal.
I thought it's we will adopt all of them, and then we know that there will be no need for the committee to meet on Friday, or for the committee to meet next week, because we have really exhausted the program of the committee that was adopted at the beginning of the year. Unless members want us to meet again on next week on Wednesday, only to adopt minutes.
No.
I think because we've got plus minus 10 to 15 minutes, Chair, which we can deal with this and finalize it. Yes, it's the 25th, Chairperson, October.
Agreed.
And then the next one, Chairperson, is the 28th of October. Chair will members will recall is that meeting where we were approached by the Tourism Business Council because they wanted to make a presentation to the committee. So because at that day we were about just to deal with the internal matters of the committee, so it was agreed that let's offer them a space as well so that they can come and talk to the committee.
So we can proceed.
That seems correct, Chair.
Agreed, proceed.
That was a good meeting.
Can we make a principle approach that say we'll adopt them, but also you allow space to pick up things? We can always forward.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
And then next year,
the next one is the 4th of November, Chairperson.
What the book was there?
Hey, Josh.
Yes.
idea, social responsibility.
Which ones are those?
Yes. Is that right? That's
not the day when I was presenting
here. Beulah, yes, she was presenting.
Yeah.
I remember.
Is that
so, the best one you can adopt.
Why Beulah?
11.
11.
Ten.
This one you can adopt a lot of people. Because other people think one has no questions. So if other people think that they have questions, then that is very good.
While the ministers are short.
I forget?
While the ministers are short.
The ministers are short?
That's why. No question.
Of the 11th of November. I stand to second.
No.
This is the end of me. This is the end of me.
Sort of, yeah, sort of.
Yeah, but that's.
How?
Yes.